Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Big night last night, Jenna?
Oh, it was a big night.
Jenna went on a blind date.
Not really, not totally blind. This was Dish Nation, our television show, back in, early fall, maybe late summer, wanted me to do a win a date promotion.
Mm-hmm. Win a date with Jenna.
So guys, all they had to do was just submit a 60-second or less video on why they would want to go out with me.
How many did you get?
Thousands?
I bet they were like millions.
I think like maybe five.
Five?
She's exaggerating.
I'm actually not sure how many we got. I know that I viewed five, so okay. They told me they narrowed it down, but there might have only been five. No, I viewed five, and then I actually picked this guy, Sean, because he seemed cool and had a good sense of humor, and I think we actually have his submission video from way back then.
Come on.
We should go out so that I can take you for snow cones and then to Legoland to have some fun. but the main reason you should go out with me is because I got divorced, and my ex-wife should see me with one of the hottest girls in the world.
Whoa.
Just to let her know that she screwed up royally. So that's why you should go out with me.
One of the hottest girls in the world.
I thought that was a funny reason, because I figured even if it wasn't a love connection, it could be
good for him,
you know, any guy that's maybe felt like he's been done wrong. It's like, why not, you know, if it's going to make the ex-wife mad.
There's always the chance, though. You never know. I mean, until you meet somebody.
And girls are really cool if you're, like, funny and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't really look for the crazy gorgeous guy, right? I mean, if a guy's funny and he's got a good personality, he's got a good shot with a hot girl.
Yeah.
We actually have Sean on the phone right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sean.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What up, man?
So one of the hottest girls in the world, huh?
I forgot he said that. It was so long ago. That was a nice compliment.
Yeah, I kind of forgot I said that, too.
A lot's been happening since you submitted that video. You have a girlfriend now, apparently.
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm dating somebody right now, and so it was fun, you know, going on another date with another girl. It's not weird at all.
How'd she feel about you going on a date with one of the hottest girls in the world?
You know, she was cool with it. I think I'll probably be in trouble for about 6-9 months.
Sure you will. It won't let you forget about it.
Oh, forever.
And now she's going to want to go on a date with the hottest guy in the world, and JC's available,
That's totally understandable. I mean, she can totally do that. It's not a big deal.
So, how'd the night go?
Yeah.
It was good. It wasn't bad at all until, you know, Jenna, she's a great girl. She just says some strange things sometimes.
Strange?
Like what?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. There was the, I have cameras in my bedroom.
Well, that was more just me trying to explain to you, because there was cameras. You know, we had a camera crew filming us.
Right.
And he was like, do you just get used to the cameras? And I was like, well, you know, yeah, I have them in my bedroom, too, so it's just...
He didn't get your sense of humor, Jenna.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then she kept talking about she wanted breakfast and morning and all that stuff, and felt really forward.
Breakfast.
You just kept saying breakfast and breakfast and breakfast, you know, kind of like the old pickup line the guys use to get breakfast.
Oh, so you think she was being too forward with you?
No, I'm just like really passionate about breakfast.
Yeah, passionate, very passionate.
Boy, what'd you think about the way she was dressed? It was like she was practically offering it to you, right?
Like she had a sign that said, meet me here.
Boobs this way.
I thought she would actually wear a shirt, but it's kind of like swimsuit. I don't really know.
Yeah. No need to wear a shirt.
Good,
I don't think I've ever heard a guy say, I thought she would actually wear a shirt.
Oh, see?
You can't hold the twins down. You can't hold the twins down.
Don't do that.
I kept thinking most of the attention was on me, but the shirt thing might have been what did it. I don't really know.
Oh, yeah.
What else did I do to weird you out?
The only thing that was, like, really super strange is, as she mentioned, that we were talking about, you know, future and life and kids and stuff. And she said that she would freeze her eggs for me. So
aww.
If she wanted to have kids later in life, which I don't know if that's sweet or if that's just weird. I mean, like if things didn't work out.
Right. Jenna's just weird, right?
Yeah, she's a pretty strange girl. I mean, it was awesome. It was a great time.
She's pretty strange.
I enjoy it because
like pretty and strange, or just like pretty strange?
Pretty strange.
I mean, I did say hottest girl in the world, so we could go with that. It's a little weird. It's not.
Whoa. Wait, you take it back in person?
Oh, Sean.
What? No, no, it was great. It was. I would definitely probably go out maybe again sometime.
When you're single again.
Okay, there, trail off,
when
man.
When I'm single, yeah. Yeah, as long as it isn't as strange as it was the first time.
So. Okay, and how did...
If she brings a shirt next time.
Yeah, was it effective with your ex-wife? I mean, she was sufficiently
ticked off? Yeah, what happened with her?
Well, you know, you can only hope that she's listening right now. And so if she's listening right now, I'm sure it was effective. There was a mention a few months back about it happening. She wasn't too happy with that. So, you know, probably mission accomplished.
She probably thought you were a huge liar because it didn't happen for a while, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she didn't believe it. She was like, yeah, sure, you're going on a date with Jenna. And I was like, damn, this is not working again.
Normally when Jenna goes on a date, she'll leave the guy with a little souvenir. Did she leave you anything?
Yeah, what'd you get?
Yeah.
Yeah, she canceled on me like twice before. That was
That place hard to get.
That bus is just driving
Don't you sell me out on I canceled twice before with what you got out of the last cancellation when I was laying in bed with strep throat.
Oh, we're going to do that one. Okay.
Wow.
What?
Well, I mean, there was like they got a hotel room for me and some other stuff.
This was in the fall.
So, yeah, I mean, let's just, when we didn't work out the second time, I went ahead and took advantage of the hotel room. That's all.
Hey. I had to cancel my date because I was
sick. My man.
He got a hotel room.
My man.
I took another girl out on my hotel room.
Attaboy, Sean.
Oh, come on. Hey, I think the phrase was, you got to treat them rough, right? Is that the deal?
That works sometimes. Jenna, did it work?
Yeah, except he food shamed me because he's trying to be all healthy, and we went to this awesome restaurant called HG Supply Company, and so they do, like, very delicious dinners, but everything's very healthy, like bowls and, you know, sweet potatoes, and everything's super healthy and gluten-free and dairy-free, so I wanted to get the burger bowl, and he was like, well, he just ate broccoli and steak.
Cool.
I hate when I get food shamed by guys.
I was just trying to eat as little as possible so that maybe it wouldn't last as long.
So this day was marvelously.
I'm totally joking.
I know.
Damn. No, it was a great time, honestly. I had a good time. It was awesome.
I like it.
And how'd the date end, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird, too. It was.
Please share.
It was great. She gave me, we walked out. She gave me a weird hug. A
little tongue.
Like, slapped me on the butt.
Oh,
patted you on the butt.
Was it side patted hug? That little one arm side hug, or did she give you full on double?
Well, I thought that's what we were doing, and then there was the weird hand thing at the end, you know. And so I thought we were doing the side hug, the polite thing, and then she did the weird pat on the
on the booty.
I mean, I figured it was typical for her. Yeah, I didn't know
without the shirt on and everything.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Sean, just will you lock the door? Before you leave.
Lock the door?
Yeah.
Before you leave.
Take Max out, please.
Wait, we walk my dog?
Yeah. Yeah, I already walked him.
All right, cool.
He's good. Yeah, he's
well, Sean, thanks for taking Jenna off of our hands for a little bit.
Good job.
It's really tough to do. Problem.
Next time, I promise you'll wear a shirt.
All right, buddy.
See you, man.
I like Sean a lot.
He had a great sense of humor. I was trying to pull some bits on him, too, being weird in the beginning, but he got it. He was just cool with a good sense of humor.
He's there with it.
Yeah.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
For the break, we asked you to call in because we're going to get into some open lines.
Yep.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
It's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what was your topic?
Well, I was just trying to help if they didn't want to do yours. Because you can talk to us about anything you want, but you know when you feel like it's Friday and it's only Wednesday?
Oh,
it's been so long. I just need some help.
Motivation.
What do you do? What do you say to yourself? What do you do to make the week better?
And
how about I'm going to get paid Friday?
Yeah, right? Look forward to stuff.
Okay.
Mine happens to be an embarrassing story that happened involving our makeup artist.
Your open lines topic, okay.
Yeah.
So your topic was what?
What is the weirdest thing that you've been caught with on your body? Because
it's so nasty.
But it happens to all of us, and it's kind of like, it's embarrassing. Yeah, it's an embarrassing story.
What I don't get is when people don't tell you, you know, like when you have food in your teeth or as a girl, like eye makeup, and you're like, how long has something been wrong and no one said anything? Just tell me.
So this is what happened. I remember walking out of the studio and I sneezed and I did the cup my hands.
Yeah.
So that I wouldn't spread germs everywhere because I didn't have anything around me. So I cupped my hands.
Supposed to be in your arm.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. My bad.
Okay.
I sneezed. I thought I felt something come out, but I looked around and I was good. I'm like, my hands are clean. All good.
Good.
So I walked into the makeup room and I sit down on the chair and Janine starts working on me.
Mm-hmm.
Janine's our makeup artist for Dish Nation, our TV show, dishnation.com, if you want to watch. And she stops.
Ew.
And then Janine...
What happened,
the
Janine?
Horror.
Hi. Well, let's see. I was doing his makeup and I looked down. I'm like, Tracy, what? What's that right there?
And that is when I looked down and I must have turned bright red.
He did turn a little. Little pink in the face.
Yeah, it's not spit.
Yeah. He tried to lie to me for a second.
So my brain starts. So my brain starts spinning. I'm like, what can I blame this on?
Baby excuse.
So I'm like, oh, Janine, it's oatmeal. Yeah, and Janine goes, no.
Ew.
Oh, it looked like
my
protein shake.
No.
Yeah, it's my protein shake.
No, it's not.
It didn't look like anything like that.
I know.
Anytime, and the thing is, anytime we get something on our clothes, especially us guys, like we want to mask it. Like if we go to the bathroom and there's a little spot, we'll just get a whole bunch of water and put it on our pants. So, you know, it's like.
The sink did it.
Yeah, the sink did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
There was really no
denying what
was on
his shirt. Because you're that lazy. You get to stand to pee and you're that lazy that you're still going to get something.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm sure Janine gets that a lot.
I bet.
You know, I've picked a few really great noses in my time.
Thanks,
as a makeup
Janine.
Artist.
Oh,
and,
my God.
She's picked some great noses.
It was a privilege for the day.
Wow.
I'm with the likes of Dean Cain, right?
That's right. That is correct.
See? Don't be telling you pick Superman's nose.
I picked Superman's nose. I've picked some other famous directors' nose. And
I bet Kid Craddock was at the top of that nose. My man Kid Craddock was up there.
Many a day with Mr. Craddock.
Yes.
Even Mr. Sean Lowe the other day.
See?
I was patterning his nose, and it started to run, and I got to wipe it clean.
There
that
you
was
go.
Just a privilege of
wow. You should keep these little Kleenexes and make like a little Kleenex Booger Hall of Fame or something.
It happens to the best of us.
She calls it a privilege when I would be like, that's a low point of my job.
Yeah. And as always, you could bring your own topic.
Open lines, 1-800-543-3548.
Let's kick it off with Zach. What was the weirdest thing on your clothing?
Yeah. I'm going to go with JC's topic. In seventh grade, I was getting ready for school, started eating my breakfast. I had a little toot come along, so I tooted mid-toot. I realized it wasn't a regular toot. It was a wet toot.
Aww,
see,
oh,
no.
Okay.
I went, showered off, changed my underwear, put my jeans back on, and went back to school. Well, I get to school, and I'm sitting by the girl I like. And I get up to go get something, and she happens to notice
some had gone
that I have wet fart seeped through my underwear onto my jeans.
Oh, no, Zach. So you became
so I immediately go into cleanup mode, and I blame it on the mud that it was raining earlier, and I had to run to the bus.
Oh, Zach.
That's what you got to do.
I am so sorry.
I'm surprised you're giving us your real name.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not enough. And on my last name, there's a lot of Zachs. So a lot of Zachs are going to be like.
How long did that relationship last with that young lady?
Oh, I was never a relationship. I just liked her, had a big crush on her. So I think that was the
ender.
That was the determining factor.
No pun intended.
Oh, man, that's the worst when that stuff happens to you in middle school.
Yeah.
And you never forget it. Zach's a grown man now, and he still has.
Okay, so we got that out
well,
of the way.
Well, I'm glad you put that behind you.
We got that out of the way, so we don't need more dough.
Yeah. We need some motivation from Candace.
Yeah, please.
Yes. Start thinking of an activity that you can get done in a few hours that just really kind of re-energizes your mind. Something that you can do by yourself, something you can do with a friend. That way, it gives you an opportunity to take your focus off what's going on now and also gives you something to look forward to at the end of the week. It could be anything simple. Going to a salon, getting your hair done, just getting a blow dry, you know, getting it blow dry, going shopping, going to the gym, going for a walk, anything. Whatever
well,
your
really,
favorite thing to do.
That's really great and all, but what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever been found on your body?
It's probably got to be my daughter's food.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Baby food slinger. Yeah.
So you've gotten off easy on that. Good.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. I'd love the time for the salon. That sounds nice.
Would you? Cody, weirdest thing that you didn't notice on your body?
I was found with chocolate syrup on my lower abdomen by my mom. I went to church, and it was a youth group, and we normally play a game, some kind of weird game. Well, this time it had chocolate syrup in the game, and the chocolate syrup got squirted all over me, and I came home, took off my shirt, and my mom walked into my room and thought I was doing some weird stuff with chocolate syrup because it was all over my lower abdomen. So that was weird.
Well, and you had just come from church, so that's weird on so many levels.
She thought I skipped out on church or something, I guess.
Yeah.
Good story. Thanks, that you came thanks, up bro. With. Cover that awesome. Up.
Yeah,
honey, sure youth groups. We used to do the grossest stuff at youth groups. It was how it was just who could outgross each other. And the chocolate syrup, you got off easy.
Wow.
Evie, what happened to you with your buddy?
Well, I was changing my son's diaper, and he had stomach cramps. So I was wringing his leg up to his stomach to relieve the gas that I thought he had.
Yeah,
and in. I'm bending down, and I get a face full of poop.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. That happens to most parents.
I'm glad you brought this subject up, JC.
That's happened to me, actually.
What? In the face?
Seriously. And I had real long hair back then. My son is going to celebrate his 37th birthday, and I still remember him.
What's his name?
His name is Scott.
All right,
happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Yeah, really. But that was something else. I walked into the bathroom and my father said, "What's going on?" And I didn't even look at him. I just went straight in and washed my face.
Well, you couldn't. You were blinded by the poop.
Blinded by the poop.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Oh, I was hungry. The number two stories in the morning really grossed me out.
Yeah.
John, you had something happen before a job interview?
Oh, yes. I was dressed to the nines, ready to impress the interview, walking into the building. I felt something hit my head, didn't think nothing of it, thought it was water or something from the building.
Yeah.
I go inside the interview. Halfway through the interview, the guy stopped and says, "Hey, man, I think you got bird poop in your hair." And
okay.
I'm just like, that's supposed to be there.
That's supposed to be there.
So did you end up getting the job,
did
John?
You get the job?
Oh, no. I think the guy was pretty disgusted out. I threw my resume right out.
Oh, you should tell him it was some kind of new product you had.
Yeah. No gel?
Got a little faux hawk.
No big deal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That would have been better if he got the job, because then he would have been that guy.
Yeah, Birdman.
Birdman. Josh.
It's supposed to be good luck when a bird poops on you, by the way.
It is?
Not in that instance, it wasn't supposed to be.
Josh, you're a liar?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, when I was 16 years old, which has been 17 years ago, I was at a little convenience store in the town I'm from. The population 700, real small, and I played the trumpet in high school, and there was this lady from another town who had been trying forever to get me to come play trumpet at her church, and I just didn't want to do it, so... Anyway, I was with a bunch of friends hanging out in the parking lot, and I was smoking a cigarette, and she pulls up. Well, she gets out and starts getting on to me for smoking and everything, and I just go straight into telling her that I'm my twin brother that I really don't have, that my name's not Josh, you know, and we get confused all the time. And I forget that I just got off work, and I still have my Kroger name tag on that says, "My name is Josh, can I help you?"
The good thinking, though, dude.
Yeah.
Aside from the name tag, I could see people using that.
Good and my thinking. Brother was sick today, and I had to go work for him.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, and I didn't even realize it until a friend, I was telling my friends what happened, like, dude, your name tag's still on.
That's smart. I like that.
Good thinking, bad execution.
That was my
that
twin
is
brother.
So smart.
That was my twin brother. You didn't know I had a twin brother?
Oh, girl.
His name is Cal. Cal and Al.
Calvin.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Alaric and Calaric.
Oh, man. Angie, how'd your mechanical bull riding experience go for you?
All right. Well, I was in Mexico, and I was riding a mechanical bull that just happened to be outside. Mm-hmm. And when I got off the mechanical bull, I stood up, and I had someone else's poop all over me. In the middle of a bar. So I rushed to the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah. A little embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Angie.
Wow.
Yeah.
We can't end on that.
No, we're not. I just want to give you a hug, but not really.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's
how do you ever get past that?
I don't think you can.
That's unfortunate.
Have you ever gotten past that, Angie?
I had a jacket.
You had a jacket?
Yeah.
You didn't launder it. You just threw it away, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, good.
There's no saving that.
No, you can't.
But it was my favorite jacket.
I don't care. There's no saving that.
But it was 99 cents.
Rhea. Uh-oh.
Rhea, hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey, good. Rhea.
Hey.
The weirdest thing I've ever had on my shirt. Well, I teach high school, and I was standing in front of a room of 15 and 16-year-olds, and they said, Miss Carol, you're leaking. And I looked down, and I had breast milk dripping down the front of my shirt for my 3-month-old baby.
Aww.
Oh, see, okay.
So I got to explain to 15 and 16-year-olds why I was leaking. That was the weirdest thing I've ever had.
Well, that was the best one. That was the best out of anything that could be on you. That one's okay.
That's okay.
The best fluid.
It's still
that made me feel better because I was so embarrassed.
What the kids start calling you after that? Anything?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully,
good.
They didn't call me Miss Leaky or anything.
So yeah, thankfully. You know how kids that age are.
Nene Leaks.
You have something in common with Kim Kardashian. That just happened to her.
She got caught leaking?
Mm-hmm. Well, they were filming an episode of Keeping Up with Kardashians, and she started leaking. So you and Kim Kardashian have something in common.
Big leaking.
I know you're proud.
Yeah, it does. Jason, you were hitting on a girl, and then what?
Yeah, I was hanging out at a grocery store waiting for my mom to finish shopping whenever I was in middle school, and I saw this girl that I went to school with. I was real interested in, and she was in line, and I saw her kind of checking me out, you know, and so I'm kind of standing there, strutting my stuff or whatever, so, you know, I go holler at her, I'm like, you know, what's up, girl, and she, like, is looking at me, kind of giving me these kind of weird eyes, and I'm like, you know, what's going on, she's like, why do you have a stink bug crawling on your shirt?
A what?
A stink bug.
Stink bug.
Bro.
Oh.
I just love it. What up, girl? I love that.
Yeah, what up, girl?
What up, girl?
What up, girl?
What up, girl? Check out my stink bug.
Does the stink bug spray you after that?
Nah. I just kind of turned red, and then she didn't really talk to me much after that.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, man. Do those things actually spray? Because I've never really seen them spray.
I think they stink when you, like, to kill them, right? When you squash them?
I think so.
I think.
I don't know. I really don't know. Hey, Sarah.
Oh, did we interrupt you?
Are you busy right now?
Okay, so you want to hear my awesome story?
Heck yeah.
Better be awesome.
Okay, so this is the grossest snot story ever, and Jenna might puke, but what happened was I was on a road trip with my dad in sixth grade. I was on my way back from my grandma's house. We were sharing a Sprite, and I fell asleep, and while I was sleeping, I guess my dad had some sinus congestion. And so he finished off the Sprite and started using the can as a loogie can.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, swim in.
Oh, no.
And anyway, so I woke up. I was extremely thirsty when I woke up. And so I reached and grabbed the Sprite, and I started chugging on it right away. Immediately knew it was not Sprite. Pulled it away from my mouth, and there was, like, a line of my dad's loogie going through.
And you know what? I don't know if she's still talking or not, because I took my earbuds out and I didn't hear a word of it.
Oh, it was what you expected.
Jenna had to leave the room.
That's what you expected.
And I didn't hear it, so I'm fine.
I'm sorry that happened to you, Sarah. I am so sorry that happened to you and your dad. Should let you know what was going on.
Oh, man.
Jenna's right, well, I'm fine.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Kelly, would you say you're more of the do as I say, not as I do type person?
In certain areas.
Like love?
Like love.
Like in the love department?
Yeah, like in love.
You're probably one of the more experienced lovers in here.
Oh, thanks.
Well, wait a minute. Experienced lovers.
I think I should say thank you.
Because if I need some advice when it comes to that side of my life, I usually go to Kelly.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Well, that's why she's our love expert.
That's why she is our love expert, and she can keep a mean secret, which is really good.
I'm really good at that. I found if you keep secrets, people tell you more stuff.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of what's going on.
Those are a fun tip of the day.
Keep my mouth shut. Yeah. I keep my mouth shut.
So that's why we do this little segment we like to call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 29 and in a messed up love triangle. Mm. I've been in an abusive relationship with one person for 2 years. I'm in love with her, and I can't see myself with anyone else. On the other hand, I have a friend who genuinely loves me and takes care of me in the times that my relationship sucks. I recently spent the night with my friend, and things went a little further than they should have. Ooh. I know that it was wrong, but I would do it again. I know I need to break the ties in my relationship and move on to someone who treats me the way my friend does, but I can't seem to make myself do it already. I know it's my choice, but I just can't bring myself to make it and follow through. I always find an excuse to go back. Kelly, tell me what I need to hear to finally get the courage to dump her butt and move on. Damien.
Dump her butt and move on.
Yeah, dump. Yeah.
There's no magic thing for me to say to you.
Life's too short, man.
You know this is the wrong relationship. Yeah. Life is too short.
Too short to be in a bad relationship.
That's right. So I'm just telling you what you already know you need to do. There's no magic word I can say to make you dump her butt. I'll just say dump her butt. And hopefully that was the push you needed.
Then you're going to ruin it with both once you go romantic with the friend.
Yeah, be playing that game. But now you're a cheater.
Pick one.
So now you're becoming, you know, you're a cheater now.
Put her name in your cell phone as dump her butt. Maybe that'll help. So when she calls you, you'll look at it and it'll say dump her butt. And you'll just hit delete or whatever you do. Maybe. Or just keep dating her.
Dump her butt.
You know what? I don't think Al cares.
Al, do you have a dump her butt person on your phone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do?
I've got a hell no.
Uh-huh.
I've got a she doesn't like you. I just keep the numbers just so if they do call, it puts me back in that
What
place.
If it's like really
it reminds
late
me.
And dump her butt calls you, but then you think it's dumps like a truck.
Truck.
And no, then you answer it.
No, I know dumps
like a truck. Yeah. My best girlfriend renamed a guy in my phone. He's just not that into you.
Yeah.
So I mean, if it would show up, like it was a really long, painful title.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Little games like that you play with yourself.
I just deleting a number.
That helps.
That's really I'm really done, and then I don't answer numbers I don't recognize, and that takes care of that problem usually.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Oh, Al's still stewing about that last one. He didn't
so
care about
mad.
It.
Dump
advice.
Her butt. Hashtag
I wish
dump
I
her
knew
butt.
How to quit you.
My mom is 37 and has been single for 10 years, and I want her to get out on the dating scene. Whenever I bring it up, she says she doesn't have time. I think she's just scared. She has 3 kids, 20, 15, and I'm 14. What do I do? I want her to know she can find love, and I want her to do happy.
Well, if she seems to be content in this, or, you know, maybe she's miserable. Oh, gosh, what do you do as a teenager? Get your mom involved in situations with other parents. Like, maybe get her involved in activities with you. And through meeting other parents, maybe they know somebody who's single and available, and they bring that person into the mix. Don't get her involved. Don't necessarily set her up on dates, but set her up in activities where you can, you know, you can be part of it, too. That way she sort of thinks, well, I'm doing this for my kid, when actually you're doing a favor for your mom, just getting her out and getting her active and getting her enjoying life more.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, people told me if I wanted, because, you know, I'm busy and I'm tired a lot. And that's the truth. And that's if she's a single mom with how many kids?
Three.
She's way more tired
teenagers
than I am.
But
you know what somebody told me I should do is sign Emma Kelly up for soccer. Completely to get a man, because they say on Saturday mornings, who takes the kids to play soccer? That's usually the dads. Mm. And so if you're the single mom and there are any single dads, they're probably going to be at the soccer field with the kid. That's daddy time. You know where another good place to find single daddies on a Saturday morning?
Where?
McDonald's.
Home Depot.
And car washes.
And Home Depot.
Because when they have their kids for visitation on the weekends, what do? They take them to McDonald's, and you'll find them playing while the dad's sitting there, and that's a good place to find single dads.
What if Lucy sets up a Match.com profile for her mother?
No, your mom will feel so betrayed.
But what if she just does it?
Your mom would feel betrayed by that, I'm afraid.
But what if she just does it, and she didn't even tell her for a while until, like, a couple of little letters start rolling in, and then she says, Mom, guess what I did?
Why don't we start a ParentMatch.com? Where the kids put their parents on there, so kids work together to set their parents up.
Okay, well, why don't you set up that website?
Oh, we'll get Russ to do it.
Can you, somebody save parentmatch.com?
We'll get Russ Face to do it,
But if I make money off of it, I'll set it up.
Just try to find activities for your mom to do that includes you and other parents, and somebody will come along and say, why are you single? Oh, I've got a guy for you. That'll happen eventually, maybe.
All right.
Love letters.
For me.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Uh-huh.
I've been with my husband for 6 years and married for almost 2. We have 2 boys. One is ours together, 8 months old, and one is from a previous relationship, 11 years old. We have a wonderful relationship for the most part, but there's one issue that seems to be growing. Mm-mm. He doesn't have a good relationship with my oldest. He treats him like an outcast and has never really bonded with him. It makes me so sad, and it's starting to tear our relationship apart. What do I do? How can I bring them together? That's from Brandy.
You need to love on your son. You brought your son into this mess. You married a man who wasn't a good role model and a father figure for your son.
Well, what if the kid is shying away from the relationship? I don't know.
No.
She just said he never bonded with the kid. It makes me so upset when I see women who totally disregard that aspect. Like, oh, a man's come along. I don't have to be single anymore, and he's going to take care of me and my son. And there's no connection between the man and your kid.
Right.
You think it's going to get better once you say, I do? And then you bring another baby in the mix. He's like, that's my son. That's my spawn. This kid is a nuisance until he's 18. You brought your kid into that situation.
That's true.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, Brandy.
I'm so disappointed.
She's not mad. She's just disappointed.
I'm just telling you. I'm disappointed. Because women, you know, they see all the warning signs, and they ignore it anyway because they'd rather be married, and they'll fix it later. So now you got to shower your son with so much love that he's not going to get from your husband.
Yeah. Because he's already proven that he's not going
to
get
it. Try to set up stepfather and son stuff. It's not going to take away from the fact that he's already, for however long y'all been together, 4-6 years, he's got no bond with that kid.
No.
Married for 2, together for 4.
You're going to create a bond now? Good luck.
Good luck.
I'm serious.
Love letters to Kelly.
Why do you bring kids into a situation that's so, it's painful?
They just want to be loved, but they don't think about the kid. And it's on the guy's fault, too, but...
Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah.
My wife made the typical New Year's resolution to go on a diet and lose 20 pounds.
All right.
I have been as supportive as I could possibly be, but she's been making no progress. She cries and whines and complains to me all the time. But here's the thing. I know where her stash of junk food is. I see how much of it she eats, and it's way more than she ever did when she wasn't even hiding it.
Yeah.
I can't keep dealing with this person who's setting herself up to fail and then crying to me about it.
Yeah.
I want to just throw the empty candy wrappers in her face and tell her, shut it. But I can't do that. What's the right way to handle this situation?
Yeah. You don't do it with anger, but you do it, just tough love situation. Because I used to be in a relationship, I'm not mentioning his name, you don't like what I'm mentioning. And I'll be like, oh, I'm so fat, I'm losing weight, I need da-da-da. And he finally literally picked me up off the couch, carried me to the bedroom, and said, put on your tennis shoes and your workout clothes, we're going to go work out. He's like, if you're not going to do anything about it, I don't want to hear it anymore.
You're going to complain.
If you're not going to do something about it, stop talking about it. So you need to, not in a mean way, get those candy wrappers, get that candy stash, and say, look, this is your problem. If you're not going to address the problem, you're sneak eating, just go off the diet. You were better off when you weren't dieting, obsessing. She's obsessing now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't understand a woman in dieting. It's just, there's no way to wrap your brain around it. It's a sick, twisted, vicious,
it's a weird
cycle.
Science.
But just say to her, look, here's your problem. I love you. 20 pounds heavier or not, if you're not going to do something about it, quit lying to yourself. I just don't want to talk about it anymore. And it's kind of like a wake-up call, but don't do it with any meanness in your... Don't do it with that ounce of meanness in your voice.
True.
Because he didn't approach me that way.
Right.
He was just like, look...
Let's go.
If you're not going to do anything about it, I don't want to hear about it anymore. And it wasn't mean, but it was just, wow, that's what I needed to hear.
Okay.
So. And I gained, you know, he said, just don't get over 200 pounds. And I didn't.
There you go. Good advice. That's Kelly Raspberry right there.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com and click on the Love Letters to Kelly tab. And we might read it on the radio and answer your questions.
How about that?
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Tonight, we'll be taking a look at the pros and cons of competing in the Winter Olympics. Pro, the medals come in gold, silver, and bronze. Con, so does the water from the faucets. That's very interesting.
She really gets it. Yeah.
Pro, Bob Costas is back. Con, he flew in on the red eye.
Yeah, it's a wonderful flight. Well, he took 2 of them.
Pro, after failing to medal in his event, U.S. skier Ted Ligety didn't stick around to see who won. Con, Ligety split.
Nice.
Oh, man. Pros and cons of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Pro, we attempt to be announcers. Con, we suck at it. yesterday, Kelly Raspberry and I did our best to the sound
color
professional.
Commentating.
Yes. Kelly did awesome.
Thank you, JC.
Now it's your turn.
I did do awesome. Thank you.
Today is obviously going to be...
We are keeping score, right?
I don't think so. It's obviously Big Al Max turn along with Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
This is what a professional sounds like.
Okay, here we go. Gordy Miller has been nailing it out of the start all week long, but he's made a mistake at the blue gate. He was on his arm. You see that? Classic Gordy Miller there.
Couldn't help but notice that he's got bib number 13. It's the same bib that he had when he won the two downhill training runs, and he's got a .13.
So you get the drift.
Uh-huh.
You got to sound a little nasally, apparently. Bodie Miller is going down the slopes. So there's a little tip for your Jenna and Al.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to go?
I'm ready.
No. Let's warm it all. Take all that
we
knowledge
don't know what,
in.
We don't know what sport.
Yeah,
we're
ready.
We're just going to watch the video clip and comment.
Oh, yeah. We're going into this blind because you never know when you might be sitting in the Olympics and somebody goes down. And
yeah, someone gets pink eye and you got to take over.
Anybody in here a broadcaster? And you could say, I am.
I am. Yes, I can save a life. Okay.
So we were just going to hand you a piece of paper and then the clip's going to start and
okay.
And be professional, please.
Welcome back to the Winter Olympics. And it's time for the Women's Snowboard Cross with Jenna Owen.
Oh, wow.
Snowboard Cross is taking place at the Rosa Couture Extreme Park. This is all fake snow, because Russia didn't have any real snow. All right, 3, 2, and they're off out of the gate. Oh, man, there's 6 of them, so don't know their names or their countries based on their bibs. This is why the Summer Olympics is better. Someone in the red bibs in the lead, over the hill, bending the knees. Lots of knee injuries in the Olympics this year. Yeah. Come around the corner strong. Oh, she got some air on that one. What's her name? Boost. She needs a boost. That's to catch air off a jump.
Wow.
The Summer Olympics is much better. You know their helmets only weigh 5 ounces?
Wow.
I just made that up. The woman in the front has the lead. With the GoPro. The woman in the front has the GoPro. Oh, she took that corner hard. She's really moving out front. She has at least a 5-second lead on everyone else. Not exciting. Who is she? Eva Semkova from the Czech Republic. She's coming in for the finish. No problem. Coming in second, Dominique Maltese. Can't pronounce any of these people's names. And Chloe something from France.
Oh, yeah, Chloe.
Oh, and she's down. Tears. Hugging her girlfriend.
All right.
Gosh, that's so hard.
Isn't it
I feel
hard?
Like I was there.
That wasn't even, and there's no falling or anything.
My favorite.
Because I was going to say she has the one in the lead has a GoPro.
The woman in the front has the lead.
Yeah, that's the camera.
Deny that she was wrong.
You can't deny what? That.
Never would have known
right?
that.
Oh my gosh, that was terrible.
Oh man, that means it's my turn.
Why does Al always go last?
Figure it out, Jesse.
What's that happened? Always.
That's
tenure
use
right
snake.
There, brother. That's just tenure.
All right. Big Al Mac, you're obviously going. Are you ready?
I'm ready, dog.
All right.
Thank you for watching the Winter Olympics, and it's time for the Men's Super G with Big Al.
Super G.
Super G.
Who better to tell you about a Super G than a Super G? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, here we are at the Olympics down here in Sochi. I got a cousin named Sochi. Here he goes. This is Bodie Miller. Oh, Bodie Miller, he's off to a great start as he hits the first curve to the right. He is working harder than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. Oh, he makes a left over that mogul. Oh, yeah. Bogey's working hard. He's sweating like a hooker in church.
Oh,
and now he comes down for the final straightaway. Bodie Miller, he's about to hit it. He's going to hit it and quit it. Is that a man or a woman? Bodie! Bodie hits the blue line. Oh, he almost hits the pole. And he comes down in the final stretch. The time to beat is 1:10, and he's about 4 seconds away from history.
Nope.
And he stopped.
Nope.
He locked himself in the bathroom.
That was another guy.
Oh, I ran out of material. This is sponsored by McKinney Avenue Tavern. Bodie Miller, sponsored by McKinney Avenue Tavern.
You missed the finish because you were doing your sponsorship.
Oh, my gosh, Al.
You weren't even watching. You just read your material.
Home of Turtle Tuesday and midget wrestling.
Is that what you said? He's down the final stretch 4 times?
Yes.
You weren't even watching the screen?
Because he thought that time marker meant it was the finish line.
Wow.
I thought that was
so you just had your expressions written down?
The course marker skier must ski in between gates. Okay, gates, right.
Yeah.
I could have used that about a minute ago.
But Bodie got the bronze medal in the Super Bowl.
He got the bronze. Yeah. There you go.
But Al didn't let us know that because he was not looking at the screen.
Dude, I had stuff in my head. I had to get out there.
Yeah, we heard you. You're a man in a butt kicking contest and a hooker in church.
Yeah.
That's good times.
See, thank you.
Everybody, say hello to intern Alex.
Hi, intern Alex.
What up, intern Alex?
Hey, guys.
Second appearance on the show, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
One a week.
Third? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the second one.
Are you a single man, Alex?
I sure am.
Are you looking for love?
Always.
Of course he is. Well, why do you think he got every girl in the office something for Valentine's Day, making guys look bad?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That was the second appearance. That's why I forgot about it.
Maybe I'm trying too hard.
No, I think you're doing just the right thing.
Thank you.
We're bringing you in because you did your first bit ever.
I sure did.
Oh, you did a bit?
Yeah. You did a bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Shaking a little bit in your boots.
I did a bit my first week.
What kind of street bit did you do?
Well, I went to the casino on Friday because I had nothing else better to do for Valentine's Day.
Okay, and who asked you to do this?
I just came up with it on my own.
So self-motivated. Wow. Oh, wow.
Boy.
He'll learn what?
Yeah. Al, do you remember being young and...
Self-motivated?
Not tired all the time?
Barely. Vaguely.
What did you talk to people at the casino about?
Well, I just wanted to see what they were doing there for Valentine's Day, but I got a lot of audio that wasn't so great. So I went ahead and asked if this drunk lady could do some reading of the Olympic coverage on Bodie Miller's practice qualifying session.
Oh, so she's doing basically the same thing Big Al Mack just did.
Okay. Yeah, she just had a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who did it best? A drunk girl who did a lot of shots or Big Al Mack? We'll find out right now.
I'm still drunk. I'm drunker. I took another shot. You want me to read it?
Will you read?
Oh, boy. Bodie's tendency. Oh, well, first off, it's going really fast. Mistake like that happens. We need a near flawless run. And the first split shows he's lost some time. It's a nice regroup right now. He's used to making A recoveries and does them. I'm not that stupid.
Oh.
Was that in her script?
Was the cursing in the script?
Not at all.
It was not in the script at all.
Was she alone?
No, she was actually with her husband and their parents.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward.
You get drunk like that with your
in-laws.
In-laws?
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to our intern, Alex. He's out on the streets.
All right, Dantana live out on the streets, talking to the people, because that's what we want to do here.
Yeah, Dantana, I'm sorry, we got Alex doing that right now. Thank you. We'll check in with you later, Dantana.
He just did drunk news, you realize that,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did drunk news.
Just making sure.
He didn't call it that.
Yeah, he's calling it casino night.
Yeah, a week spinoff at best.
And Big Al, I know the reason why you can't go out and do bits anymore, because you're taken. Yeah. You're not a single guy.
That's
you're busy.
True.
You don't have time for that.
That's very true,
Alex.
He's
busy taking baths with his dog.
So I got some love advice.
For me?
Yeah, the drunk girl wanted to talk about you a little bit, and you and Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's nice of her.
Unsolicited advice for you.
Yeah. Yes.
Big Al, take the Dr. Girlfriend and marry your ass. And get that out. That's all you need to do. Go with it.
But first off, she's not going to marry him. Have you seen her? She's hot.
Well, Big Al's got a personality.
Yeah, but he don't got
he
the
can
looks.
Pull that. He can pull it. Big Al, you can pull it. I got faith, bro.
No,
I got
but he
faith.
Loves karaoke. I know. But he only wants to make money off karaoke. I don't know.
That's true.
Love letters.
What? Love letters to girls.
Oh, I'm not threatened. I'm not threatened.
At all?
My job is secure.
Yeah.
Al, you on the other hand.
Yeah, yeah. They've been trying to get me out of here on December 19th every year for the past 19 years.
Yeah, that's when your contract's up.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
Yeah. Little Al. Little Al is taking over.
So I'm a little scared right now because I have my first Facebook stalker.
Good for you.
Yeah. So last week after I got off the air talking about little Curtis and everything, I just got a ton of followers on Instagram and Facebook and everything. And at the casino on Friday, she wanted to add me on Facebook.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a little scary.
Okay.
How do I Facebook?
Alex Robertson.
Like the Duck Dynasty people?
No, that's Robert's son. I'm Robert's son.
Okay, I'm going to... Facebook stalk you. I'm busy Facebook stalking Alice right now. It's Robert.
It's Alex, not Alice.
I'm Alex. A-L-E-X. I may be drunk, but I can tight.
Oh.
I told you I have a car. college degree.
Okay.
Stay classy.
Alex, you're
Casino lady.
Yeah, college degree required for Facebooking.
Right, right.
Smart man, Alex. Getting your Facebook name out there. Aha, young man.
He's so shifty.
Shifty
without,
Alex.
Without a T, right?
Without a T.
Yeah, just making sure.
Robertson.
Robertson.
So you set up a like page or something?
No, just you can follow me on my personal page if you want. It's cool to have a fan base.
It is cool.
It is.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter. You know, mm-hmm. All the good stuff.
Again, that's Robertson, not with a T.
Robertson without a T.
No T.
What else you got?
Hashtag no T.
That's all you got.
That's about it. Oh my God.
You gotta leave him wanting more.
There you go.
You know what? Alex is an intern. He's not getting paid, and he's going out and do these things.
That's right.
Because he's the love of the radio.
You set a good example.
Thank you, guys.
You set a good example.
Great example.
Yeah. Can you wash my car for me a little later?
Yeah. Can you go give me some coffee while you're at it?
No problem.
Thanks, Alex.
Keep him busy, Al.
All right, my bad. That's Alex the intern.
No T in Robertson.
Very single and ready to mingle. Awkward young man, but good heart.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
My dream has come true. Aw, dang it, Al.
You did it.
I had my own show for 1 second.
1 second.
I just felt something in my ovaries like this is wrong.
Aw, dang it, Jenna's in here now.
I don't need to talk about your ovaries.
I felt it. It was the female. Kelly and I both go, I think we're back.
Oh, we've been back. I already did so much content. Oh,
what'd you guys do?
Oh, we
is everyone
were just,
laughing?
Oh, yeah. We
took calls. Check the phone lines?
Oh, it was such a rush to get back. I didn't zip my pants up. Yeah. I got out of the bathroom.
Thanks for that, Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Look how stunning Kelly looks.
Yeah.
We were getting last-minute touches. For
evening gown?
What's up?
Yeah.
You going out?
You going to prom?
You did that in 9 minutes? Damn.
Wow.
Imagine you had like an hour.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us looking all good like that.
How dare y'all start without me?
We had to.
It's Kelly Raspberry.
Because they
didn't even yell at us down the hall or anything.
They did it on purpose.
We did.
I had this feeling. No, they didn't.
Right there with the door open.
I yelled.
No.
Dude, I heard Shannon yelled.
I said, hey, we're back.
So what were y'all? Okay, do the break without me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There is a crisis, Big Al Mac.
There's a crisis?
Yeah, welcome to Big Al Mac and JC in the morning.
Like a gas shortage?
Oh, big time shortage.
World unpeace?
Membership at the World Clown Association, which is the country's largest trade group for clowns, has dropped from about 3,500 to 2,500 since 2004.
We've lost 1,000 clowns?
Yeah.
Have they checked that car?
The challenge is, Al, we're suffering from a clown shortage.
A clown shortage.
Because it's tough to get younger people involved in clowning.
It's hard out here for a clown, huh?
Yes, clowns are scary.
Yeah.
Yes, a clown made me pee my pants once when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But we need clowns in this country.
Yeah. Where's Giggles?
Ringling Brothers aren't feeling the pinch. They said they still got good clowns.
Okay.
But Boston's channel. We might need to start our own little clown membership status.
You know, I haven't seen a clown in quite a while, so I feel this.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while. I used to see a clown like all the time.
All the time. You would see them driving down the street.
Yeah.
You don't see that now. We're 10% down with clowns. So, first step is developing our clown name.
Our clown name.
Yes.
So you're enlisting us, enrolling us into clown school,
yeah.
Obviously?
I think we should become clowns. First step is we get our clown name.
Okay.
And then we move forward from that to makeup and all that good stuff and tricks.
All right.
So my clown name.
Do I have to do the ball thing on the top? Well, I already got that.
No. Yeah, you got that thing.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, what would you? You guys are back.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're
allowed to talk.
Y'all
are doing great.
You guys are doing great with the compelling clown shortage story.
Sorry,
go ahead. You're so wanting to do this without us. Go ahead.
That's fine.
And do you not recognize you guys are already clowns?
Wow.
You have makeup on.
Wow.
Al has the bozo cut.
Oh, that's wrong.
See, that's
you
messed
are,
up.
Wrong.
See,
you are
right.
Clowns.
You're right, yeah. Jesse. We should have done this without them.
Well, we should have.
Yeah.
My clown name would be Jay Giggles.
Jay Giggles?
Jay Giggles.
I like that.
I think that's a good one.
I think mine would be Big Fondale, or Fondles for short.
Fondles. That's a good clown name.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.